Well, Steve, let me ask you this, because I know a lot of folks will kill me if I don't ask you this, because your flat tax idea is something that still reverberates even 12 years after, 2000 and other years when you brought it up. First of all, do you still believe we can even get to a flat tax? And just help people understand once again what that concept is.
Well, what the flat tax does, and to put it in perspective, you take our Constitution, which the government seems to be ignoring these days, 7,000 words with the amendments. The Bible, 773,000 words, which took centuries to put together. The federal income tax code and all of the attendant rules and regulations that come into its wake, 9 million words and rising. And nobody knows what's in it. And the concept of flat taxes is to say this corrupt code, half the lobbying in Washington, as you know, revolves around this thing. This is beyond redemption, so let's kill this beast, bury it, drive a stake through its heart and hope it never rises again. I'd replace it with a simple single-rate flat tax. Generous exemptions for adults and for children. You should be able to keep enough to feed your family and yourself. Say a family of four, no federal income tax in your first $46,000. Above that, a mere 17 cents on the dollar, 17%, no tax on savings, and no death taxes. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. But you know why they hate the flat tax? Because it means a huge loss of power.
Yep.
So they're going to fight it every inch of the way.
Well, I look at the fact right now, everybody's talking tax reform, Steve Forbes, but nobody really wants to reform it by doing exactly what you said, scrapping the three telephone books now the size of the tax code, and actually going to something more simpler.
Absolutely. Paul Ryan's got a good plan. He would have two rates instead of one, which would be a vast improvement. And I think Governor Romney is sincere in wanting to reduce tax rates, start to take some of the clutter out of the code. But I think what he's going to find, if he gets elected, and I think he will, is you just can't tamper with a few of these things. You got to do all of it or none of it. And back in 1986, with Ronald Reagan, they cleaned the tax code of hundreds of tax shelters. They didn't try to do one or two. They realized you got to do them all. They did. And with that simplification, they knocked the top rate, for example, from 50% to 28%.